Hello and welcome back to the Backstage Podcast. It's Thursday. My name is Oscar. I'm one of your hosts, and most people think of as the main host. And I'm joined by the less exciting, smaller host, Anya. Hello.
Right. Okay. Yes. Hello. Happy Thursday. How are we all?
Anya's had a difficult day. I just thought I'd try and make it even worse for her, basically.
Yeah, I don't have time to deal with any more difficult people today, so I'm just going to breeze straight over all of those insults and just crack on with the show.
I love it when I can get away with things. This is fantastic. How have things been in general? Let's ignore the last 12 hours. the listeners can speculate what might be going on in our worlds. How's your last week been?
Still good. Yeah, good week so far. I think busy lead up to Christmas as always, but it's all good, it's all nice. Need to start doing some Christmas shopping, I think. Maybe I'm gonna start on Monday. I've got a day off, so I'm gonna go to Bicester Village.
Oh, nice, my way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we will start my Christmas shopping there, hopefully. Get some good
nice
deals.
We did a bit of shopping together one lunchtime last week, actually, didn't we?
We did a little bit of Westfield, can't go wrong.
Little bit of browsing. Nice little place, actually. I like Westfield. Went to the food court.
So good. It's so good. Food,
it's fantastic little area. Don't come and, you know, paparazzi us, please, people. We're just trying to enjoy our
We don't know which time. Westfield we've
That is
about.
True. They don't know which Westfield it is.
It is so good, though. I wish it was my local Westfield. That'd be great.
It is great.
I had to
then go shopping again at the weekend with my other half and one of her friends. I went up to visit her at uni again, just for one night. And we went shopping on the Saturday. And again, I somehow managed to spend like an hour in Primark. I don't really know how they do it, to be honest. No, because I did that last time and I thought, yeah, this is all right. I could do it once and I had to do it the week after. And I know she listens. And yeah, please stop taking me to Primark.
It's a long time.
It is a long time.
I do love Primark though, so I kind of get it.
I was just sort of wandering around.
I get overstimulated in there. I can't really spend that long in there.
Yeah, I struggle. I mean, I've definitely got like some of the TISM or like ADHD, you know, and I can't really just sort of, why are you agreeing so heavily?
I don't know.
I can't really like sit still or stand and like look at the same. So I just kind of went around just like banging on things.
There it goes.
Just kind of
there
losing
is.
My mind.
That sounds
about right. So yeah, that was good fun. And then ended up going out Saturday night. We didn't have plans to go out. And then ended up going very large.
Really?
Yeah. We just went to the pub as well. Like it wasn't anything. And I don't know. I wasn't sick and I wasn't like horrifically hungover. I just drank a lot, spent a lot. And to be fair, I had one really good night. I think some of the best nights are the ones that are unplanned.
100%.
You know?
No expectations, just good fun.
Yeah, we just sort of just jumped straight into it, and there was like talks of going clubbing, and I, as the listeners know, not a clubbing fan, and I was like, please, please don't go clubbing. Can we just stay in the pub?
Please
and
don't make
no
me
one,
do that.
I think a couple of people went clubbing, but majority didn't actually.
That's good.
And it was a great night.
Much
and
better.
One of the guys we were out with, he'd been seeing this girl for a while, and he asked her to be her girlfriend at the pub, and it was like so cute, and everyone was
in
like,
front of
oh,
everyone.
Giggly. Well, not like, they kind of like were on their own in the corner. And then he asked her out and like they were beaming and I was so
That's
loving it.
So
and
cute.
I get on with the guy and the girl's lovely, but the guy was, I guess, probably one of my first like friends I've become like friends with up there where her uni is. So I'm hoping for some double dates and stuff.
Oh, that'd be nice. Double dates
should
always
be
fun.
Good fun. Yeah. But yeah, I don't really feel like anything else has been on. I've been loving recently is I've been rewatching the Planet of the Apes movies.
Oh, I've
like
never
the
seen
new
them.
Trilogy. So good.
Never seen. I've heard good things, but yeah, never seen them.
Because there's a new one coming out in like May or March, and I want to rewatch them another time, like maybe even two more times before the new one comes out, because I forgot how much I love them. Like they're so good. Considering the first one came out in like 2012, 2011, like
really?
The CGI is incredible.
I remember that coming out. I remember being thinking like, that's not my kind of film, but it looks like impressive.
No, it's amazing. It's so
I think
good.
I'd probably like it now. I wasn't really into that
you
sort
would.
Of thing.
They're all on Disney now, so I would recommend.
Are they?
I'd recommend
Ooh.
Watching them.
Is that
and I'm
like
watching the third
Kong?
One.
Is it different franchise?
Yeah, completely.
Oh, okay.
So, good try. Big Kong monkeys, is to do right? with like King Kong and
it's a massive
like
monkey.
Godzilla. Yeah. And then Planet of the Apes is to do with an ape called Caesar, who they inject with like this serum, and it gives him the ability to be like super intelligent, and he can learn. He learns to speak and things. And the first film was with James Franco, just before James Franco started like touching people and things.
Yeah, he got cancelled.
Before he got cancelled.
So yeah, they are canceled. Similar then. Similar films.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think, is there someone in the King Kong movies that touches
I've not
people?
Seen them either.
I don't know.
I went on the ride recently, which was pretty
Where?
Shit. Universal Studios.
Oh, I'm desperate.
It's really bad. It's like you're in a like a car thing. I mean, William kind of liked it, but it was like you're in a car and you have like glasses on and you're not even strapped in. That's how like little you move. So I think there's like more potential for it. But like watching Kong like fight something and he comes like right up close to your car. But it's obviously all like video. And then
it's just like a 4D experience.
Yeah. And then you come around a corner and then he's like there, like a real, not real, but like
they genetically engineered a real Kong.
And it's massive. Cool. It's literally huge and you come quite close to it. That bit's quite cool. You're like, oh, his nostrils are like huge and he's like breathing out and that's kind of cool. But the rest of it, not so much. Wouldn't recommend. If you're in Universal, just skip it. Unless it's like a 10-minute queue, then just do it. But
I think if there's a short queue, you've got to get in, do it while you can.
That's what I said, because obviously William had never been, and I was just like, it's not great. But the only ride, I think this probably, I can't remember if this would upset you or not, but the only ride that's like terrible that I was like refused to go on was Fast and Furious.
I'm not offended by it. I can't say it's dug deep. I tell you what, I was a fan for the first sort of three or four movies, and then they start going to space. Like,
Die Hard.
And they went to space in the eighth one. That was weird.
Oh, God.
In the latest one, John Cena catches a car. Like, literally, the car is bouncing towards him and he catches it. That was a little bit weird.
I don't silly films to an extent. I do kind of want to see that we talked about this before, but the Megatron thing, whatever that is, the one with the big shark, the Meg. Like, that seems ridiculous, but like, I kind of find that funny.
I'm watching the second just a one bit like. Saturday, actually. Yeah, I think when it starts off being ridiculous and continues being ridiculous, great, love it.
Yes.
But when Fast and Furious started out as a car film about racing and there was a bit of violence, then they increased the violence and I was like, oh, I kind of like this. Like, they're going down a darker path. And then they put them in space. They started catching cars and like The Rock like grabs someone off a moving motorcycle and The Rock doesn't move at all. And I'm like, okay, you're taking his name a bit too literally here.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's not possible.
Like, I understand people think I'm stupid because I watch Planet of the Apes about talking apes that fight
that's
humans.
Different, because that's like, it's not. It's a bit like Jurassic Park. Like, it's not going to happen, but it's still entertaining to watch.
For me, that is more realistic than
I agree.
John Cena catching a car.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Like, John Cena's amazing. He's
I love John Cena.
A superhuman.
Loved him since day one. Yeah.
Yeah. WWE. I mean, we've never seen him technically.
Exactly.
But he's cool.
He's cool.
Seems
like
a nice
guy as well.
He does seem like a lovely guy.
He's the celebrity that's done the most make-a-wish things.
Yes, he has. He's
granted
done some
most wishes.
Like hundreds or thousands of make-a-wish things, which I think
so
is great.
Nice.
To be fair.
What a nice guy.
If you were on your deathbed, who would your make-a-wish be?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Well, I feel like that's a bit boring, isn't it? No offense to Daniel Radcliffe.
I'm going to New York soon. I might get tickets to his show and then hang around stage door afterwards.
His show? He's got a show out there.
Yeah, well, he's on Merrily Along We Go, which is on Broadway with Jonathan Groff, who I'm also a massive fan of Jonathan Groff, so I might just like hang around.
Is he the guy
I've been
from
like on Reddit seeing how... No. He's the guy from like Glee and Frozen. And
Jonathan Groff. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Mr. Groff, from the head teacher from...
No. Very different person. Okay. But yeah, so he's doing that. So I was like, I might have to do that and just sort of hang around. But I've been on Reddit and seeing how long they take to come out of stage door, and sometimes it varies. Sometimes they come out really quick, and other times they don't. But a lot of people will just hang around there even if they don't go and see the show. So I don't know. Just so much
a bit stalkerish, is it not?
No, that's like a thing. Like, people hang outside stage door. That's quite
People hang around primary schools, but it's not advised, is it?
Okay, well, that's completely different. Hanging around Stay Shore is a bit more of like a normalized thing. Like, okay. If you, like, who would you hang around waiting for?
I'm not allowed to, the court case hasn't finished. I'm not allowed to bring this back up again. Who would I hang around for? Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'd hang around for Sebastian Stan.
I ever since I saw the movie Fresh, where he like cuts people up and eats them. Spoiler. Nice. I always kind of fancied him a little bit more.
I still haven't watched that.
But I tell you what,
it's
what
been
a
on
great
my list
film.
For a while, but I just couldn't.
So good. Him playing like this psycho.
Yeah.
Not serial killer, but he's like psychotic.
He sells
them
meat,
works.
Right? Doesn't he?
I think so. He runs like a black market thing.
Yeah. It does look good. I've seen like clips and I've watched the start, but I was like, oh, this is quite dark.
Quite dark. I remember watching it last summer and I was like, whoa, this is not what I expected.
Yeah.
Because the trailer doesn't set it up to be that sort of film, which I think is quite fun. I don't get it now with trailers. They basically show like the whole thing. And I'm like, well, I've seen the
so
film
many
now.
There's so many shows I watched on it, especially ones in the cinema. I'm like, cool, seen that one. That's good.
Like
good
the new Hunger Games movie.
Oh, yeah. I thought that trailer was so long. I was like, okay, I've literally known everything now. And because it's a prequel as well, you have to keep more elements of surprise because obviously we know what's going to happen.
63 years prior.
Yeah.
I actually have only seen the first Hunger Games movie, I think. Maybe the second one as well.
Oh my God, I went.
And I do have to, I've got to be honest.
You didn't like it.
It's just the same movie, isn't it?
What, again? No. What, the three of them? No, they're not. They're completely different.
Well, they're not, are they? I swear they're the same.
No.
She volunteers as tribute, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And then doesn't she volunteer as tribute again?
No.
Or like she gets put in because like it's like the winners or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But it's and then the last two are like, there's no Hunger Games in the last two.
So what's the point of it? Why is it called the Hunger Games?
Oh, it's so good. No, it's not. It's called Mockingjay, but okay. No, you should watch it.
No, it's called
really
The Hunger
good.
Games, Mockingjay Part 1, Mockingjay Part 2.
Yeah. But it's not like, because it's still about the Hunger Games, but it's not, there just isn't an actual one. You need to watch them because the last few are really good. I think the penultimate one is probably my favorite. Oh, actually, I don't know. You'd really like it because there's so much action in the last one or the last two. It's like about the uprising, all the districts then go and attack the capital.
It just sounds like Divergent, doesn't it?
It's not like Divergent.
It's the exact same as Divergent. Oh, we're all split up. Oh, we're all segregated. And now we're going to go attack the people that segregate us.
We all have
us.
A test to see if we can survive.
Yeah.
It's quite a similar concept. They did come out at similar times as well, didn't they?
I think so.
A bit like there was like a vampire phase. Like, I feel like there was loads of films about that or stuff. I don't know.
What's
like
the vampire
Twilight.
Ones called?
Like there's Twilight.
I've
and then there's Vampire
never seen
Diaries.
The Twilight movies.
I watched them recently. They're so bad that
never
they're quite
seen
enjoyable.
Teen Wolf. No, the animation is terrible. I've seen the animations on them.
Yeah, it's such bad. I don't know how many films there are. They're all really bad, but I enjoyed watching them, if that makes sense.
The first thing I saw related to the Hunger Games was a film called The Starving Games, and it was a knockoff that came out in like that. Absolutely hilarious. Loved it.
No, that is not funny. It's so
I got
bad.
It on DVD.
It's one of those spoof films, isn't it?
I've got a middle class sentence for you, listeners. I got it on DVD and I used to watch it on the TV in the back of our horse box whenever we went to horse events.
You're
middle class.
So painfully unrelatable. That's not middle class, that's massively upper class.
Well, no,
that's
it wasn't
so
a great
bad.
TV. It was a very small
screen. Oh, sorry. It wasn't a great TV in the back of your horse. I don't even understand what you just said.
Well, there's like a cabin, right, where the driver sits and there's
no,
a
I understand
seats.
What a horse box is. I just don't understand why you felt the need to have a TV in the back of it.
Well, what am I meant to do between like classes, between like my events and stuff? You know, you got to watch TV.
Anyway,
so I used to watch Starving Games like on repeat and it was so funny. Like,
it's
Avatar's
so bad. That and
up
Disaster. Disaster movie.
I don't think I've actually seen that.
Oh, that's like, it's not the OG. Obviously, Scary Movie is like the OG, which is really funny. And then Disaster Movie was the one with Kim Kardashian.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought the only film I know that Kim Kardashian is with An Evening with Ray J. Yeah.
No, not just that
about
one.
About 40 minutes of very average videography.
How would you know?
I've heard from a friend. I've heard from a friend. But I always wanted to growing up be a director, and I'm still going to be a director one day and an actor. But I want to make and star in like spoof movies, and I'm going to call the movies like realistic or realism, realism one, realism two, and I'm going to do like clips of movies where, you know, if I
can't see. Kim Kardashian,
we'll put a picture up on the screen if you're watching on Spotify. I want to do it like where if in certain parts of the movies, you know, when you go, well, if they just did this, it'll be okay.
Yeah,
I want to do that and do the thing that people are talking about, or like silly ones where, you know, where Hermione fixes Harry's glasses on the train. I want to do Avada Kedavra. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to
I saw that recently.
And roll
but
the
then
credits.
But then your films are going to be like 10 minutes long.
Well, no, it'll be like a collection of like 10 minute clips, and I'll do like six or seven films.
Okay.
In a film, and I think it'll just be, I think it'll be funny, and I think the masses will come out and watch it.
I massively support. I'll do your marketing for you.
Thank you.
I won't star in it just because that's probably quite a bad start to my career. But
no, come on. I mean, like Chris Evans was in Not Another Teen Movie, and look at his career now.
That is true.
We saw whipped cream on his willy, and ever since then, I've been hooked. To be honest.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, I have a question for you. What would you rate Ryan Reynolds out of 10?
What is the scale based
out of 10?
No.
Hotness.
Hotness?
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a 9.
Okay.
I think his beard's got a bit... I feel like his beard's got a bit bushy recently.
Okay.
But I kind of like the like roughness of it.
Okay.
You know, it makes me sweat,
your
but
skin
in a good way.
Or... Okay.
No, tickly. I find beards a bit tickly. Not that I'm kissing many people with beards. I'm not kissing anyone with beards, actually. My girlfriend is no beard.
If she exists.
If she, honestly, who knows? She could just be.
Who knows?
I actually reckon the listeners don't think she exists.
I've seen a picture, but you could have done a bit of AI there.
Or just taken a picture from someone else.
Yeah, but you're in the picture.
Oh, yeah, to be fair.
You could have just bumped into a random girl in the club and like, can we just get a pic?
Yeah.
But they say...
My girlfriend is listening, I wasn't bumping into random girls in the club, taking pictures with them.
If your girlfriend is listening, which she isn't, because she probably isn't real. So there's this guy on Instagram that said, if you ask a boy what they rate Ryan Reynolds out of 10, if they rate them between 0 and 5, they're not gay. If they rate them between 8 and 10, they're not gay. But if they rate them between 6 and 7, they're gay.
Why? How's that the gay scale?
Because like, they're trying to like, you know, play it cool because they're gay. They're trying to hide something. Whereas the other two, they're just...
But
I,
you know, there are certain... No. Are there men out there that I would sleep with? I wouldn't. But also like, there's some that I'd be more willing to sleep with than others. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like as in, my celebrity crush... Because I think celebrity crushes are pretty absurd anyway. Like, do you know what I mean? Like your hall pass or whatever, it's never going to happen. And I don't really want it to happen, right? But if it's going to, I might as well do it with someone that I think would be a good story. Like, you know, it's going to be Chris Evans or Chris Hemsworth or Sebastian Stan.
So you would?
Well, you know, I don't think... I would like to be able to sit down again. And I feel like... Chris Hemsworth would stop me from being able to sit again.
Right, there's so much to unpack here that we just don't have time for.
Anyway, are you watching I'm a Celeb this year?
How concerning. I watched one bit of a little bit of an episode last night, which was very good. I think it's actually really good this year. I love the lineup. The lineup's really good, very entertaining. You've got Britney Spears' sister, who thinks that people know her because she's an actress and singer, which obviously is not the case.
I thought it'd be funny. One, I didn't even know Britney Spears had a sister.
What?
Yeah, had no idea.
Didn't know about Jamie Lynn. She was in Zoe 101, to be fair to her.
Oh, God. Oh, what a breakthrough.
Well, that's quite a big show at the time. Did you not watch Zoe 101?
No.
Oh, I suppose
maybe didn't watch Zoe 100 either.
No, there wasn't that. Just the one show.
Okay.
And then you've got obviously an ex-politician, which is always fun, especially when it's Nigel Farage.
Nigel Farage.
I love Sam Thompson as well. He's so
okay.
Funny.
Couple things here. Let's run. Tell you what, we'll run through the lineup.
Okay.
And we will discuss our thoughts on said lineup. Okay. So give me one sec. I'm a Celeb lineup 2023. Okay, here they are, my lovely listeners. I say here they are. My phone's still not loaded yet, so here we go. Okay. Nick Pickard. He's a Hollyoaks icon. I've got no idea who that person is.
Nick Pickard, no. I don't think so.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yeah, you know who that is.
We know who that is. Sam Thompson.
Love Sam Thompson.
I think he's going to do very well, I have to say.
I reckon he could probably win it. His personality, I think he could win it.
He's very, very funny.
Yeah.
Josie Gibson, this morning host. I'd never heard of her.
Yeah, I like her. She's funny.
She's the Irish lady, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's, yeah, she's on this morning. She's, yeah, she's funny.
Fred Syriex.
She could win it. Don't know who that is. Oh, from First Dates.
Yeah, and he also does. He also does Fred, Gino, and Gordon.
Yeah, he literally just got just recovered from cancer.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe a year ago.
I didn't know that actually.
Yeah.
Nella Rose, who I have to say I love Nella. I've seen her on she does Foot Asylum. She hosts Foot Asylum videos and things.
Is she
like
the YouTuber that did the YouTuber eating challenge with Nigel last night?
Yeah, I didn't actually watch
she
last
was
night's episode because
I was
out.
She was so funny. We were actually laughing out loud. She's
been
so funny.
She's been voted on for tonight's show. Which reminds me, I will watch tonight's episode. But I didn't see last night's one, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, she was funny.
She's hilarious. I really want her to win. Nigel Farage, of course.
Idiot.
The man, the myth.
The myth, the legend.
That's oh, well, you said it.
Definitely not.
Put it on TikTok.
No. Definitely not.
Okay, so I actually, here's my prediction. Mm. I think he's going to come out quite well.
If this happens again, with Matt Hancock, should not have been so as liked as he was. He just is such an idiot and he just got away with everything because he was doing all the challenges. And you can already see that's happening with Nigel Farage because he was eating everything last night. He won the most stars.
Mm.
And I just think okay, let's not forget what these people have done, especially particularly Matt Hancock. He was actually horrific.
Mm.
And I feel like he ended up kind of trying to clean up his reputation using I'm a Celeb, which come on.
Well, that is the idea. Lives. That's what Nigel, the plan is for Nigel to basically get enough votes for the, is it British National Party? Is that what he is now? I think.
Yeah,
I think it is
so.
British National. So the idea is he's meant to come out with a few more votes so that he can get some seats so they can actually have some sort of influence in Parliament.
Anymore.
He's still part of, he's not an active politician. He's not a sitting politician. That's why he can go in.
Yeah,
but the idea is after this, because there's more likely than not going to be a general election next year, I reckon. Mm. He will do very well. Him and his party will do very well. And I think they will. And I have to say, and listen to me here, I think as a human being, he is actually comes across and seems to be a likable person. I don't agree with anything he says. And as a politician, I think he's a wanker. But as a human, I think he's not half bad.
Yeah. Do you think of the hours of media training he's probably had for this?
Oh, yeah. It must be huge. He's obviously going to go in there being like, I've got to be nice. I can't argue with people.
I've got to do everything. Yeah.
But it kind of doesn't make good TV, I think. Do you know what I mean?
Doesn't.
I want
if
he's going
to
go in,
to come
if he's going to go in and eat everything, that's not as fun.
No, of course not. He needs to come across as the kind of person that we already think he is, because that's much more entertaining.
That's what we want to see. And
so many nice people in there, Marvin Humes as well.
Who's going to crack first, do you think? Who's going to be the first to go?
Ghost,
so we've got Grace Dent, Marvin Humes, and Danielle Harold as the other three. Who's going to be the one to argue with someone?
You know what? I don't know. I haven't watched it enough to have an opinion. I feel like Josie could crack because she's quite sweet. I hope she doesn't, but I don't know how brave she would come across.
But as in, do you? I don't know who's going to argue. I could see Sam maybe arguing with Nigel.
Yeah. Or Fred. I can imagine Fred arguing with Nigel because I imagine Fred's actually quite opinionated.
Yeah, Nella has personality as well. She could be... She's very over the top. I think she might be a bit too loud for some people occasionally.
Yeah.
If you think, if most of these people will be in for at least 2 weeks eating next to nothing, it's going to be difficult.
I'd do it to lose some weight actually before Christmas, but...
Everyone always says that. They always want to go in and say...
Yeah, it's like a diet,
I'm here to lose weight. Do you think you'd do well on I'm a Celeb?
I'd like to think I would. There's not many things on there. I'm not very good with food actually, to be fair. I can get the ick quite quick, but I'd like to think if it was for like a team, I would do it. And to be fair, if it was for good food, I probably could.
Yeah.
But I think the only thing that would really bother me is number one, snakes slash maybe mini alligators. I don't really like that. Two, the fact that some of it kind of seems a bit cruel. I'd feel kind of bad if I stepped on a bug, or like animals were also probably scared of me. So then I'd feel bad for that. And then three, anything that can bite me. You know, sometimes they have those like rats or stuff that bite you. Like, I'm not very good with pain.
Like the crabs. So
I'd be like, oh,
yeah. Nick at you.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, no. So those are my three weak points, I think.
Okay. I think the only animal, and I know this is kind of silly, the only animal I don't like are rats. Because they carried the plague and they wiped out majority of the population when the plague was around. And I can't get over that. Yeah. Same as I can't get over Nazis. Still got a problem with them.
Don't think you're on your own there, by the way. So
okay. All right.
Fine.
Okay. Is it? Do you think there's others that might have issues?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Just that's good to know. Safety in numbers.
My God.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, rats genuinely not actually a big fan of. Snakes, all of that can do. Spiders are a bit creepy, but I'm not too bothered about them. Like,
spiders.
I can pick them up. The crawling over me is a little ugh. And tarantulas, like, if I don't know it's there, would scare me.
Yeah, see, I think what I don't know, the less I know, the better. Like, if I was, you know, the ones where you have to like crawl through dark spaces to get the stars.
Can't do dark. I can't do
that. See, that wouldn't bother me because then I can't see what it actually is. Obviously, I would be scared, but I wouldn't be as bad. If you put me in a tank with loads of snakes, I think I'd probably have an issue with that.
I will do the water challenges. I'll do the high ones. I'll do the food ones. Definitely do the food ones because I'm a bit of a weirdo when it comes to food. I'll eat literally anything.
See, I would be really clever and say I was a vegan before going on it and be like, sorry, can't eat bull penis. I'm a vegan.
Do you know, let me finish my story and then I've got something to say.
Yeah.
The dark is probably the thing I'm scared of the most. Genuinely don't like, because I have a very, like, we discussed this about 15 minutes ago, but I've got a very overactive brain. So, like, I think things are there when I know they're not, but I can't get out of it that there's something there. But Freddie Flintoff, when he went on the Australian version of the show, because they do Australia, I'm a Celeb, but they do it in South Africa.
I didn't know that.
And he used to tell them, he told the producers that he smoked and he didn't smoke, but it meant he could get like a smoke break every hour and a half. He got 10 minutes to go break, smoke off camera.
Oh.
And they would leave him a pack of cigarettes on his chair in like just away from all the cameras and stuff. And he could sit and have a smoke. He would just throw away the cigarettes or something or whatever.
Are you not allowed to go for like little breaks?
No, on the show, you can only leave the show if you're smoking, because you're not allowed to smoke on camera.
Oh.
So, and then he found that it was like a bottle of water left near where his chair was. So he'd be getting water. And I can't remember whether he said he managed to get food sometimes as well, but like he would sneak off and go get things, come back, pretend he'd smoked, and then go back on the show.
Oh, it's quite clever.
Which I think is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, so I've got,
early versions of the show, you're allowed to, because it was after the watershed, you could smoke on TV, but now you're not allowed to smoke on TV unless it's in a film or something.
Love Island, like the best clips of Love Island were like in the smoking corner.
Yeah, which they don't have anymore.
Because now Love Island, that's a show that needs to end. Love Island is so shy.
Well,
now.
We'll get to that. Can you hold that thought, please? We've got a section coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on that.
I thought that was a transition, but okay.
So Love Island should totally finish. I wasn't on the same wavelength there.
No, clearly.
So Anya. it's like on Love Island, you know, they used to have the smoking area.
Don't steal my transition. How could you?
But that's another show that I think should end.
Oh, fuck off. I just said
What show? No, you didn't.
Shut up, because that's the only show I can think of.
What show do you think, three shows do you think should be cancelled and have run their course, and which three shows would you bring back if you've got three of each? I will join you on Love Island, by the way, as one to get rid of. I think it's had its... Just... People go on, know they're going to be getting Pretty Little Thing sponsorships.
It's
or Zara or whatever.
And
it's
all
so
the
boring.
On
they
there
go
are
on
just
for the money. Yeah.
Or like first... bring it back, but bring it back like how you used to it with like plumbers and electricians and office workers and like
there's
people
like semi
famous genuinely...
people now, isn't it?
Yeah, but like not even, I don't even care about them trying to find love, just people that were there to just have like fun and just be silly and they just didn't really care about what was going to happen, like the repercussions. But that was when it was jokes.
Yeah.
But yeah. Now it's just a bit shit.
Like now you've got like footballers' daughters going on and Danny Dyer's daughter, Danny Dyer.
Like, yeah. You know, that was just, the last season I think that was good was Molly Mays.
I think that was the last. What season was that? Was that Chris and Kem year?
Can't remember now. I don't know.
Chris and Kem year was really good. And the year with that was Jack. Good.
Jack and Danny.
No, not Jack. Not that's. Wait, I can't remember. If it's the same season. But
oh, Jack and Laura.
Laura, that one.
I think that was also. I can't remember. But yeah, that
like
was
with
the
Wes
last.
And that lot. That was good fun.
Yeah, that was. Quite
Josh
good.
Denzel. They've all blown up now. Josh Denzel is presenting for BT.
Wes has Jack Grealish now.
Yeah, Wes has like a music career.
Yeah.
It's all
he owns
really
like loads of he's like a millionaire. He's like one of the richest Love Island people because he owns like loads of properties. Like he's really smart with his money.
I love that. Yeah, I like that. I respect. You've gone on the show and you've actually done something with your career.
Yeah.
Whereas Molly May said that she'd still be the creative director of Pretty Little Thing without Love Island, which I think
she doesn't
hilarious.
Even do that anymore because she realized that it was like a load of rubbish. So she was like, I probably should drop this title. She's like, we had a sit down and decided that I just couldn't give it like the time and attention it needed. And it was like, you didn't need to do anything. You just realized that this was just embarrassing. So just sack it off. So she doesn't even do that anymore after like less than a year.
It's the same with X Factor. X Factor's got to go. It's so run into the ground.
Is it still going?
Yeah, I think it is. Or is it stopped now?
No, I think X Factor finished ages ago.
Hmm.
I think the Masked Singer needs to go. I've never watched it, but
I've
I'm
never
just
watched it.
Now.
It looks terrible. It looks like, so bad.
I saw this thing today and apparently they all guess like who they think it is and they'll be like, oh yeah, like Madonna. As if Madonna's going to be dancing around dressed as a light bulb on a Saturday
but
night.
But apparently they do get pretty good people on it.
Sure.
But I've never watched it, so I've got no idea. I think Britain's Got Talent has got to go as well. Like we've had 25 years of it or whatever.
Okay, so listen to this. X Factor has finished.
Okay.
But guess when X Factor ended.
See, now that you've said it like that, I'm going to say it's much further ago than I thought. I'm going to say 2018.
Oh, how the fuck did you get that straight away?
Is it actually?
Yeah.
No, honest to God,
well,
didn't Google it.
Aired its last series in 2018, but it was not officially cancelled until 2021.
Mm.
I don't really know how that works.
Because COVID must have stopped 2019.
Yeah, but 2019, there was no COVID.
Well, yeah, it was the end of the year, wasn't it?
No, it was the end of, it was March 2020.
Yeah, no, but it's COVID-19 because it came around in November 2019.
Yeah, but it wasn't like trace of it. Shutting anything down.
I know, Anya, but...
It's not called COVID-19 because it was started in 2019.
Oh. Oh, Anya.
No, it's because of The Strand, I swear.
Oh, bless you.
No, come on, let's have a look.
It's called COVID-19 because it started in 2019.
No, I don't think it was. I swear it wasn't. I swear that was like the thing that went round.
Nope, called COVID-19. This is really embarrassing for you. While Anya's Googling that she's wrong, so I'm gonna cancel out X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, and Love Island.
Fuck's sake,
I'm trying to think.
Right. Damn it.
Yeah,
I swear
obviously
that was
I'm
like
right.
I swear that was like, oh fuck it, I don't care. Whatever. I thought it was The Strand of the Virus. Don't worry, I thought my answers were intelligent.
this is why you're the definitely the co-host. Not the main
co-hosts.
Okay.
Britain's Got all those shows are just boring now.
I'm a Celeb. I gave up on over the last couple of years. Like I watched last year, I watched like two episodes.
Yes.
The ones in Wales, I watched one series. I watched 2020.
That's the year I probably stopped actually.
And I was like, watched half it, and I kind of gave up.
I didn't watch.
And I was kind of giving up prior to that. But I think the lineup this year has revitalized it for me.
I'm trying to think what was last year. Oh, Matt Hancock. Jill Scott. We saw Jill Scott, didn't we, the other day?
We did, actually. I was there.
White
and
House,
she was there with Ben...
Sherman. No, that's not his name, is it?
No. Have we just outed someone that we're not meant to... Who's Ben Sherman?
No. Isn't that the... Hang on.
Sorry,
isn't that
listeners.
The brand?
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. I wear stuff from Ben Sherman. What's his name? Ben. He's like a BBC presenter.
We said that was so much confidence. I don't
not
know.
Ben Thompson.
No. That is so funny. At least I got onto that before you did.
What's this guy? Ben Shepherd.
Ben Shepherd, guys.
Oh,
Ben
it's not Shepherd. Far off, is it?
It's close enough. Both famous Bens, so yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the Bens out there.
Congrats, guys.
Yeah, God. So we saw Jill Scott and Ben Shepherd. That was pretty fun. But
yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I think those shows have got to go. What shows would you like to bring back? Deal or No Deal's coming back, which I saw.
Cool.
Which I'm kind of excited about that. That was always
not really
fun.
Bothered about reality TV, to be honest. That's kind of not my thing.
Yeah, I know, not but it's sometimes you get good clips from it. I think Strictly's got to go.
Yeah,
I've had enough of Strictly now.
Yeah, that's a bit tiring. I think that show, in terms of like shows I want to bring back, there are obviously shows I want to bring back, but I would want them to be like as good as they were back then, which I don't think they would be.
Mm.
So like, I feel like it kind of be ruined. Like, I would want maybe
all
like
the shows
Gavin and
with
Stacey, but I hate James Corden now, so I don't really know how that
I
would work.
I hate James Corden.
I think most British
James
people
Corden.
Hate James Corden because he's just an idiot.
I'd like to bring back Copycat.
Don't know what that is.
Oh my word. Copycat, I guess you're too old for it, maybe. Copycat was either with Dick and Dom or Sam and Mark. Sam and Mark, it was with Sam and Mark.
Who's Sam and Mark?
Who are Sam and Mark? Insert photo. By the way, if you're listening, you can go watch this via Spotify. Insert photo of me with Sam and Mark. And I'm really outing myself here because it's a terrible photo. Absolutely terrible photo of me. But it's currently now on the screen there. If you're watching on Spotify,
that TV show.
Of me and Sam and Mark at a Ryman's competition. I had to do a competition for
I don't know
Suka,
who these people are.
Tyker Solomon, who's the Dragon's Den guy? Tuka Solomon. I did a thing for him, not personally, although I'm sure he would have asked me anyway. And I met Sam and Mark there. It was quite cool.
Yeah, don't recognize these people. I thought I was going to see him be like, oh, yeah, no.
What about
I
Dick
no
and Dom?
Idea.
Do you know Dick and Dom?
Yeah, Dick and Dom in the Bungalow. That's my era.
Yeah, so I've seen clips on TikTok recently of some of their old shows, and they were brutal to kids. I remember one of them, he was like, oh, what would you say if I gave you this pony? And she'd be like, oh, I'd love it, and say thank you. And he was like, oh, well, it's not yours. And then he moved on with the next segment.
Yeah,
I think
it was
so
harsh.
Good.
I don't think my parents really liked me watching them because they were a bit like, they were quite rude. And their challenges were quite brutal, I think. Like, messy as well, and just a bit idiotic.
Yeah, I think my parents advocated for me to watch it because they were like, if you misbehave, we'll treat you like this, mate.
Yeah, probably.
And I still misbehave anyway, so.
Yeah. I don't think, apart from that, I don't think there's other shows that I liked. Like I said, there's loads of shows that I loved and would love for them to continue, but they'd have to be exactly the same. Like, US Office would have to have that old Michael Scott in it, Steve Carell. Mm. Gavin
it's hard.
Stacey
would be ruined. In-betweeners.
The special was shit. In-betweeners, like they're all so old now. Although I had actually a really good idea for like a revamp of the In-betweeners.
Reboot.
And it was going to be like, they all go on a lad's holiday, but it's a series, but they go to like a ski chalet and they get there and they, like Neil is the one that like says like, oh, we should go here and there, a bit like, oh, and he's like, I can get us a good rate because I work for the hotel. And they're like, okay, fine. They turn up and it's unreal. And then he's like, oh, you're right. And then it turns out that he owns it and he's like really rich. And they're like, why? And it turns out that he's invented something really stupid, but it's like to do with toilets. And it's like, you would never think of it, like, but it's really handy. And they're like, oh my God, I've got that in my house. And he's like, yeah, like, I just thought of it. And now I'm like a billionaire. And they're like,
yeah.
And then like the rest of them, I don't know what Jay's doing, but probably just like seasons of Nine Apper at like 40 years old.
Yeah.
And then like Will is at an accounting firm and like he tries to big up that he's really popular there, but he's actually just getting bullied still.
Right.
And he's a bit of a noob, like a bit of a knob. And then Simon's just probably married with kids. I don't know, but that's just, I don't know.
I think, you know, when they did the special and everyone thought it was going to be a new episode,
that was
and
silly.
It was terrible because they got, who'd they get to host it? Was it James Corden?
I can't remember.
No, James Corden did the Friends one.
Ruined that for me. Although he wasn't in it that much, so it was all right, but.
Who did that? I can't remember. Was it Jimmy Carr? I think it was Jimmy Carr.
I think
they could have written a special. Like, it won't have to be amazing. I think people just want to see it.
Yeah, I think they feel a bit cringy about it now because obviously they're so old. So they're like,
yeah, just but I think that kind of makes it funny. Like, you know how Outnumbered stopped and then like for the next sort of like 5 years, they did Christmas specials.
Outnumbered got so shit because the kids got old and it just didn't work.
Well, like, it was best when Karen didn't, she didn't learn lines. They didn't have lines for the younger kids.
Yeah, and she was just she was so good. And then, and then they just got old and a bit weird and just,
Because Ben used to play for Wasps rugby, or used to play for like a local rugby
club. He's like friends
to
with my, friendly with my friend, and they like go out together in South London. He like lives around there and stuff.
That's so cool. I wonder what those guys are doing now because they didn't continue acting.
I can't remember what she said. No, I can't remember what she said he does, but I'll find out.
He was a semi-pro rugby player for a while. I don't know if he continued that.
Yeah, and my friend bumped into Karen at Reading Festival and she was like, not quite with it apparently.
Yeah, I imagine so. I know Peppa Pig. I knew the voice of Peppa Pig.
The old one.
I think we've said, because it's changed now, isn't it? It's a new voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the original girl, Harley, I grew up with her. I used to play rugby with her.
That's so random.
Yeah. I mean, she was part of the boys' training because she was quite good, actually.
Oh, impressive. Not that,
like, at where I did rugby, it was sort of mixed to a certain level. And those early years, I played with her and knew her family, friends and stuff.
And you still know them?
No, I've not seen her in years. But she was always very lovely. And she never really brought it up. And no one, the odd person would make a pig joke.
Wait, so she did it? She knew her while she was doing it?
Yeah, she was doing it. Because she's done it since she was like 5.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know that.
She did it till she was 19 or 20. And then she stopped.
Because
her voice
rich.
Started changing. She owns, which doesn't own, but she has like royalties to merch, shows, films, whatever.
You have to get a good agent for that, wouldn't you? Good lawyer.
But I mean, come on, she must be, I mean, her parents must be filthy rich because I reckon when she was younger, the money went to them.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, she must be multi-millionaire.
Yeah. Oh, that must, damn it. Why was that a voice of a pig?
Yeah. And also I think being a voice actor as a kid is good because people don't know your face very well.
Yeah. And like, she's never going to get judged really from how she looks.
She's not really going to get recognized as well either. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not like no one really cares to like make comments and stuff. So she probably get away with quite a lot.
During COVID, I advertised myself, auditioned for like loads of voiceover work. And I did actually some voiceover stuff. Yeah. And it all just went to like not being paid, like extras in cartoons and stuff. And I don't know whether I never heard anything about them. So either I wasn't selected or like it never went out. But I'm desperate to be a voiceover actor as well. Yeah. Or like a motion capture, like a mocap person. Because then it's not, I feel like I'd be famous to the people that are like proper fans, but I could still go out in public and not be like too recognized.
Like the girl, is it Nancy Cartwright? That Bart Simpson? It's just Bart Simpson.
Maybe. She's really
famous.
Can't
remember her name.
Though.
And she, I was watching, I knew she did Bart Simpson, but I didn't realize how many other characters that she did. I'm sure it's Nancy Cartwright. And she was just doing all of the voices. She was just sitting there. And I was like, that is so talented.
Yeah. There's a guy called Troy Baker who does, for the Last of Us fans, he does, he plays Joel in the Last of Us games. And he also plays a few other characters in different games. And like he's well known to like I would recognize him, but I'm a bit of a nerd for those games. But I'd say the majority of fans wouldn't really recognize him. And he's so famous, he's so incredible, he's done really well for himself. And I'd love to do stuff like that because you're acting still.
Okay, yeah.
But, like your character is on a screen, and it's your voice and your emotion, but you're not getting all that.
You're not. Yeah.
The too much attention.
Yeah, 100%. She's done loads. I'm just looking at her like. Whatever, and she's the voice of the little, you know, Kim Possible. You know, the little mole rat.
Maybe. I don't know.
She's the voice of that as well. So she's done so much stuff, Nancy Cartwright.
Very cool. Well, if anyone listening has.
Oh, and you know Dave the scientist from Friends?
Maybe.
He does loads as well. And I can't remember this, but he does so many Simpson character and like loads of things like that. I'm sure it's David. But like he does so many things like that. And I'm just like, that's just really quite a nice.
If anyone listening has access or can get me in on your voiceover roles, even if it's just literally a line in something, we'd absolutely love it. I think that'd be amazing. Or if you want me to act in something, I can act. I'm a pretty good
actor.
That's
fine too.
I've been pretending to be friends with Anya for 2 years.
This
was really awkward.
Point?
Was this with you? Was this the other day?
Yeah,
I was like,
oh, enough.
We've been friends for like, what did I say?
Like
a year.
9 months or
9 months. And you were like, at the same time, you were like, oh, like 2 years. And it was so awkward.
I meant known you.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Obviously. Okay.
Well, continuing on the I'm a Celeb theme, in a couple of weeks, we are going to do our own version of I'm a Celeb. We're going to do Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts or whatever way around that is. And me and Anya are going to have tasty treats and not so tasty treats from around the world. And we're going to ask each other some daring questions. I'm going to eat them live on the show for you guys. And of course, you can watch it via Spotify if you're not doing so already. So look forward to that episode. We have some Christmas episodes coming out. We're going to be doing an in-person episode, possibly the Christmas special. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. We might be doing a drunk episode with a guest. There's another guest that wants to come on the show.
I really want to
activate this podcast. Like, we need the listeners' involvement.
Yeah.
We need actual proper guests. We're going to do our best to try and get some really interesting people on, like maybe not famous people, but specialists, and then work our way to famous people. Because I love doing this podcast. I believe Anya loves doing it. I know that you guys that listen absolutely love it. Like, I've had people tell my mum that are like friends of friends that they listen to the show.
Oh, that's so nice.
Which I think is so cool.
I love
and one
that.
Of them
that
knows my mum was laughing at her because they heard the story about the rubber ducks with my mum.
Oh, yeah.
And my mum was like, how do these people know about my rubber ducks? And I'm like, look, mum, we're famous these days.
Yeah, I don't know. Definitely not.
So
me.
You guys can help us grow by following the Instagram, following the TikTok. I know the TikTok's not being very active, but I'm getting on it. We're also going to be releasing exclusive clips just to TikTok. Me and Anya had a discussion prior to this episode, and we're going to do some clips just for TikTok.
Yeah.
So follow that to keep an eye out for that to help us grow. Share it with your friends and family. Rate the show 5 stars. The usual bits.
The usual spiel.
Anya, anything else to add?
Well, I don't think so. Just
okay.
Have a beautiful week. Have a lovely week.
Okay, guys.
And see you next time.
Happy Thursday. Have a
Enjoy
blessed
weekend.
Friday. Have an even more rewarding and beautiful Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
I hope that Monday isn't too depressing. That Tuesday shines upon you. Wednesday is also fun. And then it'll be Thursday again. You get another episode. So I've just planned your week out for you. Stay safe.
That's good. Yep. Stay
safe humble.
Out there. Stay positive.
Stay positive. And most importantly, stay listening.
Yes,
really
that's good. That's a good tagline. Use that.
Oh, here we go. Stay safe. We can do it. Stay safe. Stay
positive.
And most importantly, stay listening.
Oh, that's actually really good.
Is that a catchline, people?
That's
have I got
good.
It? 22
that's
episodes
good. Finally.
In, have I got a catchline? Oh, my 22 God.
22 episodes later.
Okay, my people. Stay safe, stay positive, and stay listening. Peace out, motherfuckers. See you next week. How do I stop this stuff?
Mic